coordination with the audio documentary series Five Farms, KRCB is also offering our own series of profiles of five Sonoma County farms. Here's News Director Bruce Robinson.
You don't hear much about old-growth apples, but Ken Ratzlaff has some. Part of his 20-acre Ratzlaff Ranch in the west Sonoma County hills out toward Occidental. But don't go looking for them at the farmer's market. Ken's fruit never leaves the ranch, at least not in one piece. He's one of the agricultural entrepreneurs, a man who has found a different way to make a living off his land. There's an old saying, slightly paraphrased, if life gives you apples, make apple juice. That's just what Ken does.
We make apple a day, apple juice, five different sizes of it, along with country fresh juices, which is 8 different flavors of mixed fruit juices.
Do you grow the fruit that you use yourself?
Probably about a quarter of it. And the rest of it we buy from other neighbors or wherever we can find them.
And is this a family business that you're carrying on?
Yes.
When did the juice making get started?
Juice making started in 73. I had taken over the ranch and wasn't able to make a living at it. We had our first child, and bills were way more than the apples were bringing in. And I decided one day we'd just try making juice. We'd done it for our friends and stuff for a long time. My dad did it for a long time, but just for family. So I made up a few gallons of it. I took it down to the fruit stand on Bodega Highway and asked them if they would try selling it. And they did. Within a week, they were selling 100 gallons a week. So I was all of a sudden in business and didn't have anything to do it with, hardly. So we had a small press we were using, and we fixed that up a little better. And then I got a friend to help me, and we built a lot bigger one. And we used that. We got up to 100 gallons an hour. And we got to where we were squeezing juice 3 days a week and working 16 hours a day doing it. So that got tiresome real quick. So in 79, we put in the press we have now. Now we do 450 gallons an hour.
So how much are you producing now?
Around 100,000 gallons a year.
How many apples does it take to make a gallon of juice?
About 12 pounds. If they're big apples, about 12 apples.
Does the variety of apple you use make a difference for the taste of the juice when you're done?
It does in a way. Roman Beauties don't really have too much flavor, and they kind of take on whatever you add to them. Gravensteins start out when we first start squeezing them pretty tart, and by the end of the season they're pretty sweet, but they have some enough acid in them to where they have still a zing to them or a bite to them or whatever, so it really makes it taste good. So that's our favorite juice. Golden Delicious are really too sweet by themselves unless they're from Washington or somewhere where they pick them greener. Our Goldens here probably run 16 bricks, and Goldens from Washington probably run 12.
So did you grow up on the ranch?
Pretty much. I've been here since 51. My mother was born here on the ranch, and most of my Gravensteins were planted back 100 years ago or so. We've replaced a lot of them, but got some that are over 100 and still going.
Even now, your farm is well out into the countryside. As a boy, it must have felt real remote. How was that for you? Did you feel isolated out there in the hills?
Yeah, we were out in the country all right. Back then, you didn't go to town every day. But we really enjoyed it out here. I've got one brother, and my dad ran a trucking business hauling hay from the valley over here and selling it to the dairies. And so he was gone from about this time of year all summer long. So my mom more or less ran the ranch, and my brother and I were the apple picking up crew. So it was our job to keep the ground cleaned, and we'd hire workers to come in and pick the crop. When I got old enough, then I started doing all the tractor work and just kind of grew into it and been doing it ever since.
Was there ever a time when you thought you'd want to do something different instead?
Yeah. When I was in my last couple years of high school, I drove heavy equipment some. And when I finished high school, I went in the Army for a couple years. And then when I came back, I went to college and hooked up with a friend that taught me to drive when I was in high school. And I worked with him driving heavy equipment for a little over a year. My dad passed away, and then I came home and took over the ranch. And
you must enjoy it to keep doing it all this time.
Yeah, I enjoy it. I think I enjoy the juice business more than the farming part, but I enjoy the farming too. It's just a challenge all the time to try to keep up with everything because it's so expensive to do anything nowadays.
What would you say are the biggest changes you've seen in the time you've been running the ranch?
Everything's a whole lot more expensive. When my grandfather had it, he cleared the land. It was pretty much all redwoods and got it opened up to where he could use it for farming. He had a dairy for a long time. I don't remember how many cows he had, but he had quite a few. At one point, he had a hatchery and raised baby chickens and had eggs and everything, I guess. And then when I was a kid, they had blackberries, or boysenberries, I guess they were, about 5 acres of them. My brother and I had to pick those when they were ripe. At some point, he put in apples on part of the land, and then in the mid-50s, my dad planted about 15, 20 acres of new apples.
Now, when I've talked with other apple ranchers over the years, they've generally focused primarily on their fresh apples and getting that fruit out to market. Juice apples are always secondary, almost incidental for them.
Right. Yeah, I forgot about the packing house. He had a packing house, too, and so he packed apples. And back in the Depression, I guess it was, he packed apples. He'd haul them all the way to Sacramento and peddle them on the street, trying to get enough money out of them to at least survive. Sometime in that area, his wife started a fuchsia nursery, and they called it Craig's Fuchsia Gardens. There's about an acre of fuchsias. That's all gone now because quite a few years back we had a big frost that came in without anybody knowing it was coming, and it wiped out everything practically. So by then my mom was taking care of it, and she decided it wasn't worth restocking everything to start over again. So she sold out what was left and went out of business.
In your juice-making operation, I gather that the requirement to introduce pasteurization came in a few years back. Must have been one of the biggest changes you've had to deal with in that area.
Well, that's true. Late 90s, the FDA made us start pasteurizing everything. Our sales went way down for quite a while. Finally, everybody got used to the idea they were going to have to buy pasteurized juice, and now sales are back up pretty good again.
How much does that complicate the process of actually making the juice?
It's just another step, which takes more time. We can do about 2.5 gallons a minute, depending on the variety of apples. Some take longer than others. It's just more time involved, and somebody has to stay there and watch the machine.
Is the market, the demand for your juice, fairly constant now, or do you see a lot of ebb and flow?
Seems to be pretty constant. This year it's done real good. I thought it was going to really drop off in January because of the economy, and it didn't slow down at all, hardly. And it's still going pretty strong, which I was real happy for because I figured we were going to be out of business practically.
You've been running the farm for most of your adult life now, and I would guess you're at the point where you're starting to think about the next generation. So what's the outlook there?
Well, it's not like some people where they have the kids trained to do it all and they're ready and can't wait to start doing it. I've got one son that lives in Dallas. He's not interested in running it. And my other son lives here and has a yard care business. And he is kind of interested in it, but he's not mechanically inclined. And so he doesn't know if he wants to take it over or not, because you got to be able to do everything yourself. Otherwise, you don't survive. So I'm not sure what's going to happen.
What would you like to see happen?
I'd like to see him take it over and keep it going.
Apple a Day juice is sold everywhere, from Whole Foods to Safeway to health food stores throughout the Bay Area, and is available directly at the ranch itself at 13128 Occidental Road, west of Grayton. We'll talk with another Sonoma County farmer, this time next week. I hope you'll be listening then, too. This has been a production of KRCB News. I'm Bruce Robinson.